the opening teleseminar for the Season of Forgiveness. And this is something that we do every year at the Forgiveness Ministry for Detroit Unity Temple. And this year we are privileged to have one of the most exciting spiritual leaders in Detroit, Reverend Shahira Stevens, as our special guest, as we discuss her experiences with forgiveness and, in particular, radical forgiveness. So, without further ado, I'd just like to let you say hello, Shahira.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
Being rough.
I think somebody said
yeah, hello. Somebody, could you say your name, where you're calling from?
This is Gene Yukon calling.
Hi, Gene.
Hi,
how are
Gene.
You?
Rosetta Thomas from Southfield, Michigan.
Hi, Rosetta. Good to
how
be
are
here.
You both?
Great.
Excellent.
Good. Uh-huh.
This is Sam Gates calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So happy to have you on the call.
Glad to be here.
All right. Very good. Very good. Well, let me just give you a couple of... couple of pointers for the call tonight. If you have background noise where you are, you can mute yourself and unmute yourself using the *6 keys to cut the sound off, and *7 to come back if you have a question that you want to ask or make a comment. So that, I think that's about the main thing that we need to be aware of. And if it turns out that we get so many people that there's noise in the background, I can mute everyone and then turn it on when we have time for questions. So why don't we just get right into it? And Reverend, would you say an opening prayer to get us in the right state of mind?
Right here and right now, we are turning within to the one presence and the one power of God that we know by so many names. And we are thankful for Charles and this divine idea that we can connect via cyberspace and via telephone, and we can connect spiritually. And we thank you, God, for this beautiful gift of forgiveness and how it opens up our lives and how it opens up healing and it opens up reconciliation and it opens up space for greater prosperity in every form. So we thank you for every person that is listening, and that whatever is said, that we are all doing it in the name and the nature of God and for the healing of ourselves and all others in the planet. And I say this in the name and the nature of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. That really sets the tone. And I'll just mention that this call is being recorded. And for those of you who are online, and even if you're listening by phone, you can go to the website and download a recording to listen to in the future or share with friends if you like. So I guess we can get right into it. So first, Reverend, could you tell us a little bit about the Transforming Love community? I've been to your website and seen some of the really interesting things that you're doing. And Transforming Love is just a powerful
transforming
concept.
Transforming Love, it was a divine idea. I really had not seen myself really pastoring a church or being a minister of a church, because I had traveled a lot and had done a lot of workshops, and I enjoy that, and I still enjoy that a lot. Yet, after I finished school, Unity Village, I spent the summer just asking God, you know, what form, because there's so many forms of ministry. And those words came, you know, Transforming Love Community, and I said, center? No. It came so clear that it was community, but honestly, it's only been in the last 5 years that I've understood what that is, that we're not just a church. We are out in the community. We bring in people from the community. We bring in holistic doctors,
mm-hmm.
you know, to address the importance of our health, that we're spirit, soul, and body, and we need to, you know, take care of all that. And different people, you know, with credit repair, just any positive thing that's in the community. And I love TLC. That's what we call it, TLC, the place
mm-hmm.
to be. And it's just awesome to see how God has just brought some brilliant people together with a lot of creativity and a heart for God and a heart for the community.
Yeah, yeah. I get that. That transformation through love is, that's true transformation because it's lasting. And,
yeah.
and I guess that's a perfect segue into forgiveness. One of the working definitions that I use for forgiveness is a restoration of love. So that if we find ourselves out of sorts and we get into a forgiveness situation, and bring love back into a circumstance where it might not have been there for us before, that certainly is transforming. So it's no surprise to me with a name like Transforming Love Community that you be drawn to forgiveness. So would you want to tell us a little bit about how you got into that?
Yeah, well, you know, being a true student, forgiveness is a big part of what we teach, and being a student of Christ.
Yeah.
And I think probably most religions, there's probably something about forgiveness.
Yeah.
So I was aware of forgiveness, and I had practiced forgiveness when I first came into the knowledge of God living within me and the Christ living within, and had a tremendous healing with my father through forgiveness, you know, when I came into my spirituality and came into the knowledge, which Colin Tipping is the author of a book called Radical Forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I came into, you know, his teachings, it just took it to a whole nother level. Right away in the book, you know, he tells a story about his sister Jill
mm-hmm.
and what she was going through, and then he goes into this whole conversation around the fact that, you know, in essence, our souls call for certain lessons, and in these relationships that we get into with people, it's for a reason, and it's for our soul's growth. And when we can, you know, get there, then it's all good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even if even if they left you, or no matter what happens, it's for your soul's growth. And radical forgiveness, you know, personally, when I took it last, because I taught it last year.
Okay.
And there were things going on even in the church, and it helped me so much because I began to see how every person who has come and some who have gone, they've helped me to grow. They've helped me to be a better leader.
Okay.
The people who may have seemed like a thorn in my side,
mm-hmm.
it helped me to be bigger. It helped me to hold my peace. It helped me to see the love. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
To see the love in everyone.
Yeah.
That's a high call. It's a high call.
Yeah.
And the process that Colin gives us, it makes it doable.
You know, I'd like to explore that just a little bit, because if one hasn't gone through that, it may seem impossible. I mean, I can imagine just how it may seem if you're in the middle of something and there's someone
that's why this process that he has, and those of you who are on the web, what is it, radicalforgiveness.com?
Yes, right.
Yeah, radicalforgiveness.com. The process is so powerful because you do get to tell your story, you know. You get to talk about what's upsetting you. It's a process, you know, it's like fill in the blank. You get to feel your feelings, which
mm-hmm.
is very important
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
you feel your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get this opportunity to see this whole picture from a higher preview. That's
mm-hmm.
how I see it. You get to see it from a higher level, And you get to choose because he's not pushing you into accepting anything.
Right.
You know, you just work the process, and at the end, for me personally, working the process at the end, something happens within me that I can see it better, you know?
Yeah.
It's a miracle, the Course in Miracles. I'm a Course in Miracles student. So many things that I saw in here I could accept right away because I could see it.
Yeah.
The Course in Miracles says that a miracle is a shift in perception.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you an example.
Okay.
A young woman came to me, and she was very sick. And when she told me what was going on with her, I knew because of the area in her solar plexus that there was blockage. And because we are spirit, soul, and body, every physical ailment has a spiritual component. And I wanted to, you know, work with her. So I worked with her right with this sheet. Basically, I took her through a meditation, and I asked her these questions. And at the end, this is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
When she was a little girl, her father got married to a woman.
Mm-hmm.
She felt like the stepmother had taken her father away. And they always talked about having a little girl. And so all the time she got the message that something was wrong with me because they already had a little girl. So why are they having this conversation about having a little girl?
Well, I have another.
She grew up with a lot of different issues, and she grew up with this thing about her her stepmother. But going through this process, remember, a miracle is a shift in perception. When I sat and just asked some questions about, you know, if you got married yourself, mm-hmm. and your husband had another child, and you wanted a child, isn't it okay really for you to have that child? Through this process, she got a shift in perception. She called her stepmother. Mm-hmm. She's living with her stepmother now.
Oh, really?
She's living with her, yeah.
Wow.
She's living with her. They have a great healing. Many of the things that she had thought that the mother had thought, mm-hmm. she never thought. See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
This process shows you the story.
Yeah.
Because you're telling yourself a story, okay?
Yeah.
The reason why we stay in so much pain is because of the story that we are telling ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
There's something huge going on right now, and you know, some of you may know, you know, in my family, and it's been difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I use the same principle that everything that's going on, it is for the growth of the soul. It's for the growth of the people that are involved. It's for the growth of the soul of our city.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah.
It's for the growth of the soul,
yeah.
of the evolution of mankind.
Yeah.
So this is what radical forgiveness, to me, it just makes room for people to get healed, to stop holding in all that stuff or what they did. Yeah, they did. They came into your life to show you your own consciousness and something that your soul needed.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I like the thing that you alluded to, that when we choose to walk the path of forgiveness, we're really giving a gift to humanity. It's not just for us, although forgiveness is a wonderful gift that we give ourselves.
Yeah.
And then secondarily, the person who we are forgiving. But it's also a gift to humanity because it's that one more example of love on the planet.
Yeah.
And I think we all feel that at some point.
And I'm glad you said, you know,
mm-hmm.
because I think that's where the forgiveness needs to happen, is with yourself. The Course in Miracles says that we're never angry for the reason that we think.
Yes.
And so, you know, usually when you are angry, you really, at the core of it, you're angry with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what you've allowed or whatever. But see, mm-hmm. then that's judging yourself. And so, you know, forgiving ourselves, understanding we wrote the script, these people came in, they played it. We need to send them all a thank you card because they have helped you to be who you are today.
Right. You know, that's an interesting idea, that if you feel that if you want to know if the forgiveness is complete in the moment, would you send them a thank you card, or are you just at a place where you're no longer really angry, and you can get on with your life? So would you say that there are degrees of forgiveness, or?
I think it's a process.
Okay.
I think because you know you said that someone had written in on the online.
Question. Yeah. Let me read this question. This is from Estelle in Detroit, and it says, "Why is it that when you think you have forgiven someone, you feel as though you haven't? Why is that? What's missing that I need to do?"
Well, she's not feeling it yet. She hasn't done it yet.
Yeah.
So it's just an intellectual thing. You know, she's a
yep.
I think, so that's intellectual. And she hasn't felt that yet. And it needs to be a heart connection, because sometimes we say it out of our mouth that, you know,
mm-hmm.
I've really forgiven. But until you really feel it in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a process, especially when you have had some things happen to you that are very traumatic or devastating.
Yeah.
And in the world's term, wrong.
Yeah.
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 And, you know, some people say, well, what about the little children? Well, something happened to me as a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after I came into truth, I understood that I had to forgive that person. And
mm-hmm.
it took a long time. But
mm-hmm.
all we have to have is willingness, a little willingness, just keep being willing, and we get there. And then I was able to see that man. The universe sometimes will set it up that you
mm-hmm.
will be in the presence sometimes of people. To see, I think, if you really are where you think you are.
Yeah.
And I was able to forgive this person, and they made their transition.
Wow. Did you notice any difference from them, or were you in contact when you were able to forgive?
I was in contact. This was my grandmother's significant other.
Okay.
He did something inappropriate to me when I was 7 years old.
Okay.
And, you know, I was able to be healed even of the ramifications of that, I would say, again, through my spirituality, to know that it's still about your soul's growth. So many things that have happened to me
mm-hmm.
is the reason why I'm in ministry, and I believe it's the reason why I can be an effective minister, because I've lived life and things have happened, and I am an overcomer.
Okay.
I am an overcomer because of my understanding of who and what I am, and that my circumstances do not determine who I am.
Okay.
They're just circumstances. They're just stories.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing is that we can make some new stories today.
Yeah. One of the things that I've gotten from radical forgiveness is that so often we collapse the event with the story.
Mm-hmm.
That sometimes the event has nothing to do with the story. The story could be based on some prior conditioning that you had or a misinterpretation of what's going on, like the example that you said about wanting another child.
Yeah.
That it wasn't a rejection of the child that was already there, but that was the story that she had made up about that.
And that's the story that she made up in all of her relationships. She's not wanted, that she's not, because she's running that tape is running, you know.
Right. Estelle, if you're still online, if you would care to say more about that question, or if we've answered it to your satisfaction, just let us know. And for everybody else who is listening on the web, you see the box where you can type in your questions, and we will do our best to get to them before the call is over. So maybe would you be willing, Shahira, to take a couple of questions from the people on the phone?
Absolutely.
Is there anybody online that has a question that you'd like to raise at this point?
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Yeah.
This is Trinetta.
Hi, Trinetta. How are you?
Is the person that got me on fire with radical forgiveness.
Oh, my two favorite people. Oh, God is good. God is so good. And it was so good to hear that question from Estelle. Was it Estelle?
Yes.
Because And to hear you say that sometimes the universe sets it up so that you have to encounter a person you feel you've forgiven, and then you really know where you stand.
Right, right.
Because the very thing has happened, that thing has happened to me.
Okay.
Me too.
Several years. Oh, this has happened in the last 3 days.
Okay.
And I've been really agitated about it because clearly I'm not where I thought I was with
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
I'm really all upset about it. So I had did try to go on online and do the radical forgiveness worksheet online, but I found I could not register. They have a new website. Does anyone have any experience with the new website and how to navigate it? Because I couldn't find where to register. I normally do the sheet.
Right.
But I find that this situation agitates me so much, I better really go to the high-powered online.
Got it, yeah.
I'd rather do it online because it's a deep, old issue that I thought I put to bed 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But
and you had.
I thought, you know, I did what I knew how to do 8 years ago,
right.
The forgiveness.
Yeah.
I confronted the issue. I talked it through. I prayed it. It took a long, 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 long time, and I felt that I had come around, and now this person has cycled right back into my experience again, and I know I'm not where I want to be. I'm really annoyed to see them again.
Well,
so I really need to get in there and do some serious work.
Well,
so the website, has anyone done any work on the new website, or is it?
I haven't.
I have.
I just have my sheets around here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
I said,
you know, a lot of stuff just happens, and I get it. You know, I'm like getting it in the moment while it's happening.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I want to get it while I'm, while that energy is there, that anger.
Right.
Right.
Is transformative. And so I went on the website, and I just, I couldn't register. I couldn't get in there, and I thought, this is
well, Trinetta, I just want to offer you something right
now.
I just want to offer you the conversation that Abraham has about collecting data. That, you know, in life, you know, every day we can collect data, even with our feelings, that, I didn't know that was there. I'm feeling jealous. I'm feeling, you know, you're just today, 3 days ago when you saw that person, you're just collecting data, and you are still perfect. You are still loved. And evidently, you are ready for even more miracles, conscious miracles and blessings in your life, that now this is here, and you are ready to move into it. That's what I'm really feeling for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Because I needed that because I was questioning, do I still have this lesson to learn? I thought I had really, really worked.
We never get there, baby. We're never done. We'll never be done until we leave, and then we won't be done because we'll be in spirit doing something else.
Yeah.
It's eternal.
And, you know,
the ego, it wants to beat you up. You know, it wants to judge you that you should be further along. But, hey, it's all good. Thank you, God. A wonderful blessing is coming.
Yeah.
Wonderful blessings coming.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Well, Trinetta, one thing I'd like to just add to that is that don't discount the work you did, because you did put that to bed for 8 years.
Yeah.
You made a shift at that time, and it's just now that you're graduating to a new level.
Yes.
You know, so.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah. You can forgive yourself.
I can't see it from that high point because I was getting to really say, I thought you had put this to bed.
Yeah.
Here you go again.
Well, see, the Reverend just pointed out a very profound statement that we might not have caught, and that is it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that you do it once.
Mm-hmm.
And it never bothers you again.
That's right.
It's more like a spiral than a circle.
Uh-huh.
What's agitating you now is something totally different than the original thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, get excited.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
And appreciate it. Now, when you go on the website now, You've got to re-register, even if you were part of it before. And it's on that page where you go to the online worksheet. I don't know it from memory, so I can't tell you exactly how to do it, but it is on that page because I've done that.
Okay. And give them the website address again, Charles.
Yeah, it's www.radicalforgiveness.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll get you to the home page. And once you're there, you can do a pick for the online worksheet. And that is free. They have pay programs that you can pay for, but that is something that they offer.
And it is powerful.
It is very powerful, very powerful. I really enjoy doing the worksheets online because you get prompts to help you
to work you through it.
Yeah, to work you through it.
Mm-hmm.
And once you've done that a couple of times, doing the paper sheets is a lot easier. At least for me, it is. Thank you so much for that question, Trinetta.
Somebody else on?
Yeah. Does anybody else have a question before I pose another question for the Reverend?
Okay.
I'd like to know a little bit more about the Radical Forgiveness book study group that you did. I've heard so many rave reviews of that. I just wanted to get your experience.
That's amazing, with
it.
Too, you know.
Yeah.
I ordered the facilitator's manual from Poland. And one really key thing that he said in there was, you know, sometimes maybe in the way that we facilitate, we really want them to buy into what we're saying or whatever, but
Basically
it was so wonderful. I just allowed everyone to be where they were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was no special way that anyone needed to feel or do, and that was so empowering that just allowing everybody to be who they were. Noticing resistance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, noticing, you know, sometimes people would say, well, I don't agree with that. And I would say, well, okay, it's okay. You don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
We are studying this book.
Right.
we're studying what Colin Tipping wrote in this book. You don't have to agree with it, but this is what we're studying.
Yeah.
And, you know, the resistance of, you know, we had one person, she was traveling from Ohio coming, and so resistant. And I loved her resistance. I mean, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people, you know, later they got it, and it was so, oh my God, it just made me feel so good when they got it, because their own anger, their own I'm a victim, but you don't know what they did. All of that blocks them from being their authentic selves. It blocks all the blessings that are already in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Our blessings are already here, but we can't see them when we're consumed with anger, or we're consumed with being a victim, or we're consumed in the past, or we're consumed about what they won't let me do, you know, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
So, I, you know, just watching the openings and watching the level of discovery and, you know, the opportunities, things that maybe would have gotten on their nerves, but them understanding that, wow, here's an opportunity.
Yeah.
Here is an opportunity. I mean, that's an awesome thing.
Yeah.
It's an awesome thing that anything that you are growing through that is difficult, spiritually, you're being offered an opportunity.
Yeah.
So for me, I grew. I grew myself. I used the principles to deal with some things that was going on in the church. It really helped me as a leader because I really got clear that other people's stuff is other people's stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. It's not
like
you.
This, you know, I have the worksheet right here, and number nine says, this is when you're collapsing the story. I now realize that I get upset only when someone resonates in me those parts of me I have disowned, denied, repressed, and then projected onto them.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I had to look at that, you know, the things that would get on my nerves or the certain personalities or the certain parts of personalities.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's me. I can identify. Maybe I'm not like that now.
Yeah.
But maybe I am, because sometimes we're not seeing ourselves,
right,
you know, the way that other people can see us.
Right.
So that's, you know, that's powerful.
Right.
And they're reflecting what I need to love and accept in myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful to me, too.
That's very powerful.
It was a great experience. It was a great experience. And it opened up my life. I mean, I have greater peace having gone through this process.
Wow.
And having that tool. I have greater peace in my life.
So this happened just in the course of a year since you,
yeah,
you start. Wow,
a year.
That's
a year.
Amazing. That's,
yeah,
amazing.
You know, again, this is not too different from A Course in Miracles,
right?
So it was
right,
familiar, but
right,
I guess just having the tool, you know.
Yeah,
I think it's a beautiful tool.
Yeah.
And
you know, one of the
top of the worksheet, it's called Making Room for the Miracle.
Right.
So just understanding that. When I'm not at peace, I'm being triggered. Something is happening in me. It's really not about what's outside.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's an inside job, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if it's in your face, it's there for a reason.
Yeah. And it's good to have tools to be able to deal with that, because that's part of the nature of experiencing life. That everything's not going to be rosy all the time or exactly the way you want it. So having this as a tool is most
it's
helpful.
It's not going to be, but I think it can be more,
mm-hmm,
more of the time when we stop judging things and when we stop,
okay,
saying what is not supposed to be. See,
yeah,
when we understand that God really does have a plan.
Uh-huh.
And that we don't have to have our little outcomes,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and that we can be guided, that there is an infinite intelligence inside of us, and
mm-hmm,
that we can really be divinely guided, then we'll stop belittling what we have.
Mm-hmm.
We'll stop comparing,
mm-hmm,
competing,
mm-hmm,
and judging,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
ourselves or others, you know. That's the ego. It's insidious, and it just keeps you not feeling like you're okay.
Yeah.
And, that's why,
yeah,
I think forgiving yourself, you know, really learning to love you and really learning to be gentle with yourself.
Yeah.
You know, if you made a mistake, okay, made a mistake.
Yeah.
Next,
yeah.
I mean, it's just like that little digital camera.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like the picture, what do?
You erase it, right? or you can highlight it or whatever. And do it again, you know. I mean, well, yeah, and I guess it's one of the things that I think is a difference between what Colin calls traditional forgiveness and radical forgiveness is that radical forgiveness, when it's done, is transformational. Traditional forgiveness might change over time and a little bit, but it doesn't necessarily transform or shift the energy. It may be a cure, but it's not always a healing. And
yeah,
well practiced radical forgiveness does heal.
Colin also says in that book that traditional forgiveness says that you did something to me and it was wrong.
Yeah,
and I'm forgiving you because it's the right thing to do.
Right,
you know. Radical forgiveness says that you came forth into my life to mirror out to me something that I needed to change in myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so in essence, it's like that song written by Ricky Byers and Michael Beckwith,
mm-hmm,
No Mistakes Have Been Made, because it all fades into love.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
This is all about a call for a high love. It is. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And, again, I'm just grateful because I'm much more peaceful. I know that everybody is right where they need to be, doing what they need to be doing,
mm-hmm.
having the experience they need to have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you say to an advantage of being in something like a radical forgiveness study group where you have other people around you as opposed to reading the book on your own to...
I think it's awesome. Because,
okay.
You know, things would come up with one person,
mm-hmm.
and it would be something that two other people in the group were going through, but they didn't want to talk about.
Got it. Yeah.
So it's that group energy, and
yeah.
the dynamics in the group energy is powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, this class, because it is a class about no judgment, you
mm-hmm.
know, no cross-talking, you know, nobody's broke here. Nobody
mm-hmm.
needs to be fixed. So
mm-hmm.
I think it's really a good advantage to do it with a group.
Yeah. I think that forgiveness is always tested in community with other people, which brings me to another question, or just I'll make this statement and get your reaction to it, is that it doesn't appear to be an intellectual process. Most of the people that I've run into that really resist it tend to be very intellectual.
Yeah. You know why?
Why?
Because he talks about feeling your feelings. He says, and owning your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are afraid to really feel.
Yeah.
They're afraid of their feelings. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, in this process, he gives you, and I think this is powerful, he gives you the opportunity to get upset.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about the situation. You have the opportunity to be the victim. You have the opportunity to cuss them out, to feel
right.
whatever,
yeah.
get it all out. And that's healthy, because I don't think it's healthy for spiritual people or Christian people or whoever to
mm-hmm.
walk around saying everything is in divine order, praise the Lord, and they got all this anger and hate, you know?
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
And feeling like they don't have a right, it's not the Christian thing
mm-hmm.
to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And you stuff it, and feeling stuffed cause cancer.
Right.
It causes all other diseases.
Yeah.
We can't stuff it. This is such a healthy thing to do, is to
yeah.
get it out.
Yes, yeah.
And then reframe it. And then take it and make it a blessing.
Yeah.
And feel the love for them.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of living into the scripture that we can be grateful in all situations.
Yes. All things are working together for good.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, whether I'm abased or I'm abound, I'm going to still be, you know, thankful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's painful. It's painful for, you know, as a minister,
uh-huh.
for, you know, people, you love them, you get attached, and
mm-hmm.
They have certain expectations of you, and you certainly can't live up to all their expectations, or sometimes none of them, because you're following what God's leading you to do.
Right.
And this has helped me a lot, because, you know, I understand. Even one person who had taken this, you know,
mm-hmm.
something happened in the church. There was a meeting, and she didn't kind of agree with the way things went, and she just went off. And because she had taken this class, I said to her, you know you're projecting, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And later, after she got with herself, she was.
Yeah.
And it's okay, you know, we do that. We mirror each other. We project on each other.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever we're attracting in our lives, you know, they're just going to help you to grow.
Yeah.
So even though some of that stuff was painful, today I'm in a better position to let go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have people that are moving out of town, and people are always moving out of town, so I'm more detached.
Okay.
That's the other thing. I'm more detached now.
And one of the things that people have asked me in the past is that, because I talk about detachment in this and other processes is that they don't want to be so detached. They feel that that makes them more human. Can you speak a little bit more about the blessing of detachment?
Wait, but let me hear what you said.
That they don't want to be too detached. They feel that that makes them less human or less compassionate, less feeling. So I just wanted to get your
Well, when I say detached, this is because this is my understanding now, which is different than before.
Okay.
Now I know that everybody has a soul and everybody has a plan. And and you know, God has a plan for our lives, whether we accept it or we don't. You know, you can resist it and have a lot of issues, or you can accept it. And then that means a discipline of listening, and being obedient to and follow what the Spirit, Holy Spirit's telling you to do. And so I know that now. So when I say detached, I mean that I am being obedient to what God's telling me to do. My greatest teaching as a human being, as a minister, as a teacher, is to be an example.
Okay.
So I am going to be an example of love and peace and forgiveness. And when I'm in the presence of somebody, you know, and you know, you're in the presence of people that are hurting a lot in ministry. I don't take that on. I know that their soul is growing through something. So I love them. I ask Spirit, how must I support? You know, because we can have unhealthy boundaries.
Right.
There are boundaries in relationships, and we need to be guided by Spirit. So that's what I mean.
Okay.
And I behold the Christ in them. I hold the space for them, you know, to awaken to their true God self. You know, I have a son, I have a daughter, and I hold the space for them that they will awaken in time. And it's a time thing. I can't push it.
Yeah.
I can't make them believe how I believe. It's taken me 30-something years to get where I'm at spiritually.
Right, okay.
So it's a process. That's what I mean. And I think I am able to love more because I am able to behold the God in them when they act like total idiots.
Yeah.
It's true, it's true, it's true.
And you don't have to move into idiocy with them.
No.
To prove
that's
you love
power.
Them.
I don't have to go there. That's your thing.
That's
where you're
it.
At. And I can have peace. I'm still choosing peace.
Yeah. Hmm. I get it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
I'm just going to read something.
Okay.
Just when I was in Bermuda, when I opened up my lecture. This is what I said. What if all the people who came into your life took a number, stood in line, and waited to enter your life and mirror back to you what you felt or believed about yourself? What if it was all a setup to bring you into so much discomfort or pain that you finally seek the only place where true enlightenment lives inside of yourself? What if your divorce was the only path for you to get to the place you called you? What if never being married is a blessing and not deprivation for you? What if your perfect marriage, what if your marriage is the perfect path for you to rise into your unlimited self? What if you were programmed to grow through all the growing experiences so that you'd be guaranteed to fully awaken this time? Something deeper is going on than the reality that you see. We are all one. We draw people into our lives, and we do the dance called relationship. And I believe that that's what radical forgiveness is about, that whatever circumstance you find yourself in, you know, the higher preview is that God is really, it's a call. God's calling us to get closer.
Yeah.
And to, and you know, to know that we're one, we have to see the oneness in all people, and especially that one that gets on our last nerve or the hardest to forgive. They're holding the key.
Yeah, they're our greatest teacher. Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, they're our greatest teachers.
Yeah. That's one of the appeals that radical forgiveness has for me, and I'm not always able to do it quickly as I would like. I think Janetta alluded to that. That's something that's pretty common. But holding that idea helps me get through it. That there is something that this person is trying to teach me. Let me be as peaceful as I can. And acknowledging that I'm upset,
mm-hmm.
but then moving into that space where I can appreciate them.
Yeah, it'll take a minute sometimes, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's part of being human.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it's intense.
Yeah. You know, I've been going through the book A New Earth lately, and
another great book.
Yeah, I've been very pleasantly surprised at how much that resonates with the ideas that I was first exposed to in radical forgiveness,
mm-hmm.
especially talking about how the ego works.
The ego.
Yeah.
It is insane.
Yeah. That it gets us into a very unusual dance with others when two egos interact. But when there's enough pain or whatever, that gets us to become mindful about it, and we can get into our authenticity, even if we just get a glimpse of our authenticity. That's enough of an opening to move forward.
Do we have anybody else online that wants to ask something? Or by phone? Are they muted?
Should not be, not from this end. If you do have something to say and you're not being heard, do a *7. To ask a question. And let me check
online.
What
about you? What's the most profound thing that happened in your class, Charles?
Well, you know, the most profound is actually the very first forgiveness workshop I ever did. I think it was in 2001 at the temple. And it was before Prentice had completed his ministerial training. He was the assistant to the minister at the temple at the time. And this was our very first forgiveness workshop. It was before I even knew radical forgiveness existed, but I knew that we should do something about forgiveness there. And we got an amazing turnout, about 60 people. And just about at the end of the workshop, there was a gentleman I had never met before, but Prentice was acquainted with him, and he told this story that he came to the workshop because he had moved from Memphis, Tennessee, to Detroit to take care of his mother, and found out later in the story that he had suffered some abuse from his mother as a child, and his brothers and sisters were not taking care of her. So he came to do that and had some unresolved issues with her. So he wanted to come to the workshop to learn how he could forgive his mother and be at peace with being her caregiver.
Wow.
But this is the profound thing that happened. After he got into the workshop, a very active member of our congregation, and who was very active with the prayer ministry and involved with the forgiveness ministry, came in, and it all but blew him away, because that was a person that he had done something, what he said was pretty bad to her 20 years before. And he said in that moment he realized that before he could do any work on with his mother in forgiveness, he had to ask her for forgiveness.
Wow.
And that's what he did there in front of everybody, all these strangers. And it was interesting. Her reaction was, oh, I've forgotten about it. You know, there's, you don't have to do it. And he said, I feel better. I really do. And thank God for Prentice. You know, God works perfectly. Prentice knew a forgiveness ritual that was designed for issues between male and female,
mm-hmm.
where we got all several men. I think there were about six of us that were lined up behind the woman, and we the person closest to her put their hands on her shoulder. And the men in a row put the hands on each other's shoulder and just imagined energy flowing through that chain into her. And about six women lined up behind the man and did the same thing. And he had some words to say, but I'm sure it was the energy flow that did it.
Mm.
And both of them, at the end of that, had such a release that they were both moved to tears. And I found out later that
people had a release in the room.
Oh yeah, I mean there wasn't a dry eye in the room.
Right.
Myself and everybody else was just moved to tears over that. And I found out later, because he came back a couple of times, that his relationship with his mother was totally transformed when he got home.
Wow.
So,
you know, that's so interesting. Sometimes you end up back with your mother or your father or your family, and it's
yes.
It's to me, I think it's always that opportunity for the healing.
Yes.
Especially, you know, sometimes just before people make their transitions.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that often where
mm-hmm.
they've had to take care of parents that they had issues with. But, you know, again, the miracle is a shift in perception. If you can look at this differently,
mm-hmm.
You can look at it as an opportunity, a gift.
Yeah, yeah.
A gift.
Yeah, yeah. And I think
and
I think. Yeah, it's like you said that peace, that change, is just more precious than you can ever imagine until you experience it.
I'm telling you, there's nothing like it.
Yeah,
there's nothing like peace. And the Course in Miracles says that, you know, peace is my only goal, and that's my only goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it doesn't give me peace, I'm just
mm-hmm.
not doing it. It's just not worth it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just not worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I hope everybody that's listening, you know, that you know that you will forgive yourself and just see yourself. Just imagine God sees you so perfect, and everything that has happened, it's all been for a reason that has brought you to this moment, and that you won't allow, you know, the unforgiveness to hold back your prosperity and to hold back the divine plan that God has for your life now.
Right.
And things can happen fast. That's why it's called radical. Radical forgiveness will bring on radical blessings and radical healing.
Mm-hmm.
There have been many reports of people being healed radically
mm-hmm.
through
mm-hmm.
this radical forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is so true. That is so true. Its benefit is in the practice. Whether you believe in the principles, any of the things that we said, that nothing's wrong or that God is everywhere present, whether you believe
mm-hmm.
that or not, just going through the process
That's right.
will have an effect.
Just going through that worksheet, going
yeah.
through the process. And
yeah.
it doesn't even, you don't even have to buy the book to do that. You know,
That's
go
true.
Online and get the worksheet. Just start it like that.
That's true.
And Charles, that's a great tool for counseling.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could just have that, period, as a
yeah.
tool to counsel.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
In fact,
that's how
when,
I've been utilizing it.
I used it in when I had a diagnosis of cancer. And
wow.
I think that was very key in my healing, because it made me realize some things that had gone on that I'd internalized. I didn't even know, but that was an intense use of worksheets, you know. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Well, we're getting close to the top of the hour, and there are just a couple of announcements that I wanted to make. And I guess the first is, I know you're planning a retreat or a workshop on the 20th.
Oh, yeah, I'll be at Renaissance Unity.
Okay.
It's on Hoover Road on the 20th, September the 20th, Embracing the Lover of Your Soul.
Oh, okay.
And it's for women only. It's the Renaissance Women. It's a breakfast from 9 to 12.
Okay.
It's only $6.
Oh, wow.
So if they could, you know, get in touch at Renaissance Unity and
okay.
come on out September 20th.
Okay.
One more thing, too, is October the 25th, we're having Another Day in Paradise in St. Clair, Michigan.
Hmm.
It's such a beautiful place. It's only 40 miles from Detroit.
Uh-huh.
And this particular day from 9 to 5 is entitled Anchoring Abundance.
Oh, okay.
And so it's for men and women. You'll have time to enjoy the beauty of the fall. A brunch. And for the whole day, it's only $55, includes your brunch.
Okay.
So that's October 25th.
Now, can they go to your website to get more information
on that?
Yeah,
they can go to the website.
Okay.
The information.
Okay. Why don't you give them that URL for that?
Our website?
Uh-huh.
TLC, the place, the numerical 2, smallb.org. TLC, the place to be, .org.
Okay.
And I think you have them. My site is on your site. A link is on your site, Charles. What's yours?
Mine is www.prosperingtimes.com.
Prospering Times.
Yeah, and that links to my forgiveness and
Charles
prosperity.
Has a forgiveness website.
That was one that I was going to mention is that I would invite you to join our online forgiveness community. That is www.weforgive.ning.com. And we have great plans for that to start some forgiveness conversations and share forgiveness resources there. So I invite you to come to that. The other thing is that the same time next week, as part of our observation of the season for forgiveness, we'll be doing another phone call. And that one is going to be about forgiveness from a spiritual and psychological point of view. Right now the way I think we're going to do that is to look at some work that I'm developing called 12 Affirmations for Forgiveness. So I invite you back to the call. All the information will be the same phone number, the same passcode, and the same time. So I hope that you can join us then. And for the guys that won't be going to Renaissance on the 20th, can come to our forgiveness workshop on the 20th at Detroit Unity Temple. So
great.
What time is it?
It's 9 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be reviewing excerpts from the movie The Power of Forgiveness and having discussions around that. So this will be a very interactive workshop.
I don't think I've seen that movie.
Ah, okay. Well, we'll have to make arrangements to show that.
Yeah.
It was shown on PBS in the spring, and I was able to get a pre-release of it last fall. And it's very powerful. It's very topical about what's going on in the world today and how people are applying forgiveness to that. So.
And we're bringing Charles to Transforming Love Community. Yay!
Yay! All right. I'd love to do that. Okay.
Thank you, Charles. I'm glad you put this together for us.
Well, thank you for being our guest and sharing such a rich experience with us. And I guess we can close with prayer, if you don't mind.
Yes, thank you, God. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your unconditional love and loving us so much that you created us out of yourself and you put within us everything that you're about, and we are your expressions. And we are here to have life and to have it abundantly. And I know that you will, that we are healthy and happy and prosperous. So I thank you for this path of forgiveness, which is the path of Christ.
Yes.
And we do give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Reverend.
You're welcome. God
okay.
bless everybody.
Yes. Well, thank you all for participating.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
It's Wilma. Good night, y'all. Good night, Linda.
Good night.
Good night.